Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Roland, I have a question for you. Lately, I've heard talk on Christian media about a revival among millennials and Gen Zs. Do you think there is a revival, and what would you say about revival in general?
Yeah, it's a good question. I've heard talk of that also. And I think for sure there is a hunger. There is a hunger for truth and a hunger for the spiritual side of life. Whether it is the beginning of a revival, I don't know. But today I want to talk about the individual person. You need a revival in your life, in your soul. You need God with you. And we're going to be talking about that today. And so please stay tuned and hope you enjoy the program.
Thanks, Roland.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Receive God's Love. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Yeah, that's a good question. I heard some talk of that myself. And America needs a revival. There's no question about it. So I don't know. I do know that there's a hunger. There is a hunger. And whether the hunger leads to a revival or not, I don't know. But I want to focus on the individual person. See, it would be nice if America had a revival. There's no question about it. But what's important to you in this moment, in your life, and your family, your loved ones, and to your soul, what is important is that you have a revival, that you have God with you. Remember the beautiful blessing, may God be with you. You need God with you. Listen to this beautiful verse from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 57, verse 15. He says, For thus says the high and exalted one who lives forever, whose name is holy. I dwell on a high and holy place, and also with the contrite and lowly of spirit, in order to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the hearts of the contrite. It's so beautiful. God dwells in a high and holy place, but he also dwells with the humble, the contrite, the lowly of spirit, those people who repent of their sins. The great 17th century woman of faith, Madame Guyon, said, when will people realize that God requires not greatness, but littleness from his children? So, will there be a revival for the country? I don't know. It would be nice. But first and foremost, you as an individual must have God with you. You need a revival. And revival begins with a turning to God. And a turning to God begins with repentance, with sorrow, with contrition, with regretting the mistakes you've made in God's light, in the light of conscience. And we're going to be talking about that today.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio.
First of all, I want to say what I've been saying over and over for the past few programs. Somehow it keeps coming back over and over again. The theme that you need God. You need him in your life. It's not enough just to hear about him or read about him. You got to actually have him in your life. And today, let's talk about how it comes to pass that we don't have God in our life. Well, we're all born, in a sense, you could say, separate from God. We are born of the lineage of Adam and Eve, and you remember what happened in the garden. A separation occurred, and paradise was lost. As soon as Adam erred, as soon as he doubted God, there's something about a breaking of a trust, of a covenant, of a breaking of faith. That's just a really terrible thing. You can sense it deep down in your bones. When you were like a kid or a teenager, remember how it felt when your parents didn't trust you? It felt terrible, didn't it? And then how about if you have a relationship with someone and then they say, I don't trust you? How does that feel? It feels awful. Of course, you may have given them reason not to trust you. But how about when somebody betrays you, your partner, all of a sudden you find out that they're seeing somebody else? How does that feel? It's awful. So there's something deep in the human psyche that recognizes that this breaking of faith and not trusting is not a good thing. Well, imagine how God felt. He made this beautiful paradise, and Adam and Eve were his children, and they knew him. See, they weren't separate from him. And along comes an interloper, along comes somebody else, and whispers sweet nothings in their ear, and they betray him. They doubt him. They don't trust him. They don't believe him. How do you suppose God felt? You see what I mean? It's a really big deal. All right, so now you got it. So the separation occurred. But a lot of you know what happens. Like, how about when there's a divorce? A lot of you saw your parents get divorced. And before they were divorced, things were okay. So maybe there were differences between them and they argued a little bit of this and that. Okay, but basically, your home was stable and secure, and you had money. And somehow the combination of the two of them working together, somehow you had things, a lot of things, and life was good, basically. But what happened after the divorce? Mom started to resent Dad, and pretty soon she started talking about how he wasn't meeting her needs and this and that, and then you found out your dad was off doing something, and for all these different things, and then all of a sudden there was a divorce. But then after the divorce, how was it? You guys probably lived with your mom, and then what happened? Pretty soon, there wasn't as much money anymore. Times got to be tough. You had to downsize. You didn't have enough money sometimes. When the car broke down, you didn't have the money to fix it. Maybe you moved from a nice house to an apartment, and it wasn't so good, and everything kind of fell apart. And then, lo and behold, maybe your mom's health began to fail. Things went wrong. All right. Well, that's what happened in the Garden of Eden. As soon as there was a divorce, everybody turned their back on God. Then things started to deteriorate, and pretty soon it was a jungle hell. It didn't take long.
Shedding Shackles has been helping people cope with stress with Principles of Christian Stress Management for over 34 years. So if you are stressed out, you will want to stay tuned to Shedding Shackles. We've got lots of free resources to help you get started reducing stress in your life. For example, Roland recently made a video about the benefits of hand warming. Hand warming is a simple little biofeedback exercise. It's easy to learn and practice, and it's free. Interested? Want to find out more? Why not check it out? Just go to SheddingShackles.com and look for Sitting Quietly. Or you can also go to SittingQuietlyAmerica.com and find it there. It's totally free. What are you waiting for? Why not start managing stress today?
Well, Adam had to adapt to this jungle hell. He had to adapt to it, and he did. And then his children were born of that lineage, born into a jungle hell of failing parents with this divorce hanging over their head. And that's the story of the human race. But fortunately, God has a plan. God has a plan for the salvation of those people who want to come back to him. And he is implementing that plan, and he's been implementing it since the very fall. Even in the Garden of Eden, he gave intimation that there would be a Savior, a Christ, who would take care of the once and for all of the serpent. All right. So what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So you're born basically without God in your life. When you were a little kid, deep down, you sort of knew that there was God and Jesus, and you knew there was good, and you knew there was bad, and you knew that some people did bad things. You saw it at school. Some of the kids did bad things, and they got away with stuff, and it was an injustice. And so you knew all of that, okay? And you also knew that there was God and Jesus, but he was kind of far away. Yeah, you sang songs to him. It was sweet. And you prayed to Jesus. And it is sweet. And God takes note of such things. And it's sweet and it's good. But you had yet to find him. But that's okay because you were just a little kid. So when you're a little kid, your life is, your job is to play and to learn and to grow, and to jump and skip and tumble and do puzzles and do math and have friends and have pets and go bike riding and all that kind of stuff. That's what your job was. And so it wasn't time yet. It wasn't time for the weightier matters. And you had parents. So God, remember I said God gave a lifeline from the very beginning. Well, he also did something else. See, he said, okay, you guys don't have me, but you have parents. He gave us parents. Remember Israel? Remember how they went to, I forget who they went to, but they said, hey, we want to have a king like everybody else. All the other nations have a king. We want a king. But anyway, he said, no, the good judge says, no, you already have a king. Your king is God. He is your king. But no, they wanted a king, and God didn't, so God didn't like that. No, he didn't like that, but he said, okay, all right, if you want a king, then he gave him David, all right? And David was a good king. All right, so God gave you parents. He gave you, but then there were bad kings too. Remember, there was David's dad wasn't so good, and then there were other kings. Some of them were really awful. So there were more bad kings than good kings. But anyway, so he gave us parents. And your parents, especially father stands, his role is to stand in for God. See, you have a father, an earthly father. And if you love the good in your earthly father, if you respect what your earthly father stands for, see, then it's just a small step later in life when you grow to full stature to then transfer that love, to transfer that respect from your earthly father to the heavenly father. See how beautiful? But our parents have been failing. They failed us. Your dad failed you. And he failed your mom, probably. That's why there was a divorce. All right, so you had a failing earthly father. But you can still be okay if you don't resent him, if you don't have a grudge against your earthly father, and you don't resent him. Okay, so he messed up, maybe. Maybe he wasn't as bad, though, as people portrayed him as being. See, maybe he wasn't all that bad. But never mind that. Whether your dad was a good dad or not so good a dad, or your dad was a really not a good dad, or he wasn't even there for you. You don't even know who your dad was. See, it's possible to resent your father, even if you've never even met him. But the problem with that is, when you resent your father, then you end up resenting all men. It can happen that way. And you can also resent God and resent fatherhood and reject fatherhood, you see? All right, so don't resent your dad. Remember, like I've said so many times over the years, once upon a time your dad was a little boy with a tear in his eye, and someone was mean to him or picking on him or rejecting him or giving him a hard time. He resented his parents. See, the reason your parents became failing parents is because they resented their parents. So, if you want the old expression, the buck to stop with you, in other words, you make an end to the legacy of Paradise Lost, to the legacy of misery and suffering, then it can happen with you if you forgive your parents. And forgive your poor old mom. And forgive your poor old dad. Let go of the grudge against them. Let it go. Then you will be free to be a good parent. You won't have to pass on the legacy.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener, so be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Just look for Shedding Shackles. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
Are you looking for something to help with stress? Is stress interfering with your prayer life? Are you interested in making a fresh start? You've come to the right place. Why not try Roland's free meditation? Give it a try today at sheddingshackles.com.
Anyway, getting back to the plan. So God had a plan. So part of the plan was he gave us parents who are to guide us, and to instruct us, and to protect us. See? And most of your parents did a pretty good job. Okay, they messed up, but they did a pretty good job. There was food to eat. They tried to instruct you. Maybe they weren't perfect. Okay, maybe your dad was smoking cigarettes and telling you not to smoke marijuana while he had a cigarette in his hand. Okay, I get all of that. But I think it's time now to stop resenting parents and appreciate the fact that God gave us some kind of parents and not resent them when they mess up. Okay? All right. Remember how I began today's program? I said you need God in your life. And you can make a start toward finding him by wanting him in your life, okay? And not resenting your parents, all right? And not judging your parents, all right? Now, the next thing you can do is just not resent other people. Look, human beings were made in the image and likeness of God. Now, even though they may be doing bad things, whatever they're doing that's not so good, nevertheless, people are created in the image and likeness of God. And to the extent that they deteriorate to be just a shell of what they once were and become totally distorted, that it itself is proof positive that it's a fallen race. We're a fallen race. So this whole business of talking about evolution, that we're evolved to apes or something, it's absolutely so ridiculously wrong. We are a fallen race. You can see in people's life, in people's lifetime, how they deteriorate quickly or slowly over time. It's proof positive that we fell away from some kind of perfection. But I said it earlier and I'm going to say it again. God has a plan. And you've heard about the plan when you went to church. You heard about it, but you need to see it implemented in your life. Now, we are very fortunate, because we live now after Christ came. Before Christ, the prophets, they were inspired to know that there was going to be a Messiah, that there was going to be a Savior, that he was going to bring the kingdom of God. They knew it was going to happen, but they didn't see it. They died before it came to pass. But they knew, and they hoped, and they were grateful for that they knew that. But now we who live at this time, you can actually see these beautiful things fulfilled when you find your Creator and His Son, and you will see it implemented in your life.
Can you let God make you better in a never-ending way? A Shedding Shackles Minute. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. The mind lasts longer and is sharper when you keep learning. The Reverend Billy Graham said, "I am still learning, for the Christian life is one of constant growth. Learn by doing. When you go into the kitchen and whip up a new recipe, is it going to be perfect the first time you make it? Probably not. If you have a good recipe, it'll be quite excellent the first time, but you'll still say, next time it should have a tad more nuts, or a little less salt. With practice, you'll approach perfection." Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
What do you see implemented in your life right now? The failing, the deteriorating, the fall, and a sense of anxiety, because you see that something is wrong and you're not quite sure what it is. You take classes, you go to college, you go to seminars, you watch stuff on YouTube, you read things on the internet, you buy books. See, you go here and you go there, and nobody seems to have the answer. Well, God has the answer. And if you can find a link to Him, a rapport with Him, see, right now, see, here's the other beautiful part. When Adam messed up, he fell away. And he was very much aware that he had messed up. Adam was very much aware of it. You should read the lost books of the Bible, where it talks about, it gives you a more complete version of what happened in the garden. Adam was very, very sorry about what he had done, but that's about all he could be, is sorry. And God said, okay, I'm going to take care of it, but it's not going to happen for you. It's going to be in the future. All right. But now we live after Christ has come, and Christ can send the Holy Spirit so Adam was very sorry, but it didn't do him a lot of good. But if you become really sorry, not just saying you're sorry or crying crocodile tears because you lost out on some relationship or you lost your job or she left you because you took drugs and now you feel your ego is hurting because you lost out on something. No, not that. But a genuine sorry in your heart. You're just sorry you hated your dad. You're sorry that you were cruel to your little brother. You're just sorry about it. All right. But now you have a link to God. He is already there, but you haven't quite reached out to him. And you know he's there because of your conscience, in your heart. See, you know that you did wrong. And when that realization, when you see that you hated somebody, for example, when you see it and see that it's wrong, you're seeing it in God's light. And seeing it in God's light and not resisting it or resenting it or running from it or reaching for outside comfort, you just stay in the light and see it, and it makes you regret. And then a beautiful thing happens. Maybe you sob a little bit and tears flow down your cheeks. You don't even know why you're crying, but you're just crying. You don't know whether you're happy or whether you're sad. You're sad to see you're wrong, but you're glad to come clean. And God, then you suddenly, you wipe the tears from your eyes and the sun is shining more brightly. And you suddenly realize that God doesn't hate you. See, he's already forgiven you. He just wanted you to see that you were in error. The relationship is now there. That's the beginning of salvation for you.
Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.